This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. An Israeli government spokesman Thursday said the country's defense forces have killed around 300 Palestinian government gunmen since an operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah was launched May 6th. Israel has forged ahead with its offensive in Rafah against objections from even its allies, including the U.S., and despite an order by the U.N.'s International Court of Justice to halt the attacks. Speaking to reporters in Tel Aviv, government spokesman David Mentzer also confirmed that Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, had taken control of a buffer zone along the border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt, giving it effective authority over Gaza's entire land frontier.
IDF troops have operational control of the Philadelphia Corridor, the narrow border corridor between Egypt and Rafah. The corridor has been the Hamas lifeline. It has kept Hamas alive with their smuggled deadly weapons.
At the NATO foreign minister meeting in Prague Thursday, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg wasted no time before calling once again for Ukraine to be allowed to use Western weapons to strike targets inside Russia. The two-day NATO meeting in Prague is meant to focus on efforts to hammer out a package of support for Ukraine at the NATO's next full summit in Washington in July. But the debate over whether to let Ukraine use arms sent by Western backers to strike inside Russia risks overshadowing the talks. The U.S. and Germany have long opposed allowing Ukraine to fire over the border out of fear of dragging them closer to direct conflict with Russia. But Stoltenberg said Thursday Ukraine needs the ability to defend itself.
Russia invaded another country, invaded Ukraine, and Ukraine has, according to international law, the right to defend themselves. It's enshrined in the UN Charter. And the right for self-defense includes also striking military targets, legitimate military targets, outside Ukraine.